שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading in the writings in Kabbalah for the student, page 143, item 68, introduction to the book of Zohar. You can ask questions on the website.
First of all, the impression from what Baal Sulam is writing at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar is how much he appreciates, he considers, he values dissemination, to bring this knowledge about the correction of the world, the reason for all the problems and the troubles, the role of the people of Israel in that, the attitude of the nations of the world to us and from us to them and so on and so forth. As much as it's important to him to arrange these things and bring these ideas to the general public, not by that, rather on that he puts the whole matter of the end of correction, because what does he have of that? Everything that happens in this world, it's all everything is spirituality, everything is what comes from above. No, everything is important to him. We have to take an example from him of how much things are important to him. Maybe we don't understand it, and we're willing from our ego to look down at the correction of the masses, but it's all one system, global, integral. That's what we need to understand, that we shouldn't treat it lightheadedly. Also, accordingly, when we build ourselves, we need to build ourselves with total devotion for dissemination, and to be very concerned that more and more people will come and be integrated, will understand, will connect with the wisdom of Kabbalah. And that determines everything. Even our structure. More than once, I'm hearing such complaints. You need to be a religious body, or orthodox, perhaps, as it was with Rabash. You have to behave accordingly. And then I'm asking in return, who do we exist for? For the people of Israel, right? You know us and our agenda, our attitude. We relate to the entire people of Israel. We want to bring Kabbalah to the entire nation. So we need to be something in the middle. We can't be completely secular philosophers, contemptuous towards everything. And we also cannot be religious, orthodox. We have to be like all the people, something between everyone that will be more or less comfortable for everyone to come here. And there are many organizations that might study the wisdom of Kabbalah in a more orthodox way. We are not doing it. That's why we call it Kabbalah to all. So, reluctantly, it's not even that we want to set our form in this way. Rather, the people determine it. And just like there's division in the people, and a great rift between the secular and the religious portions, we want to be something that's not against specifically those people who are called secular. We want them to have a place where they can come and study and understand and know the people of Israel, its greatness, its role, its purpose, and so on. That's why we have no other choice. We don't want to present ourselves as belonging to the Orthodox bloc. Otherwise, we will be disconnected from the people. People understand when I sometimes explain it. Sometimes it comes out nicer, sometimes less. Well, as much as I can. They understand. So what am I saying? We need to see this part in the introduction to the Book of Zohar as the part that's guiding us, aiming us on our path towards the correction of the world.
Item 68, page 143. Don't be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For this is an unbending law that the general and the particular are as equal as two peas in a pod. And all that applies in the general applies in the particular as well. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of a part elevates or declines the entire world. That will clarify to you what is written in the Zohar, that by the engagement in the Book of Zohar and the wisdom of truth, they will be rewarded with complete redemption from exile. We might ask, what has the study of the Zohar to do with the redemption of Israel from among the nations?
That's a question that he continues and answers.
69. From the above, we can thoroughly understand that the Torah, too, contains internality and externality, as does the entire world. Therefore, one who engages in the Torah has these two degrees as well. When one increases one's toil in the internality of the Torah and its secrets, to that extent, one makes the virtue of the internality of the world, which are Israel, soar high above the externality of the world, which are the nations of the world.
Meaning, that's what he wrote, that the individual and the collective are equal. He wants to say that a small part of humanity can bring about huge change in this small part. Are those who yearn for the purpose of creation, correction, they are called the people of Israel, Yashar Kel.
And all the nations will acknowledge and recognize Israel's merit over them until the realization of the words, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And that,
meaning we have this mutual influence here. Israel brings the knowledge of correction to the nations of the world. The nations of the world that begin to understand what is the correction, how can they assist in that, then they help the people of Israel to come together to the correction. Israel does this work qualitatively, and the nations of the world do it quantitatively, and in this way they complement one another.
And also, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples. They will bring the sons in their arms, and daughters shall be carried to their shoulders. But if, God forbid, the contrary, a person of Israel degrades the virtue of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, which deals with the conduct of our souls and their degrees, and the perception of the tastes of the mitzvot with regard to the advantage of the externality of the Torah, which deals only with the practical part. Also, if one does occasionally engage the internality of the Torah and dedicates a little of one's time to it when it is neither day or night, as though it were redundant, by that one dishonors and degrades the internality of the world, which are the children of Israel, and enhances the externality of the world, meaning the nations of the world, over them. They will humiliate and disgrace the children of Israel and regard Israel as superfluous, as though the world has no need for them, God forbid. Furthermore, by that they make even the externality of the nations of the world overpower their own internality. For the worst among the nations of the world, the harmful and destructious of the world, rise above their internality, which are the righteous of the nations of the world. And they will make all the ruin and heinous slaughter our generation has witnessed. May God protect us hereon.
Meaning, everything depends not on the nations of the world, but on what we engage in, either the wisdom of Kabbalah or the external Torah, the wisdom of truth or some other kind of wisdom. Very simple. If we engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because by that we come closer to the work of the Creator, then the whole world will change. They will understand, they will feel, the nations of the world, how they need to act towards us and towards the upper force. And if not, then the other way around, as we see it until today. Questions?
It's not clear what the difference is between the nations of the world and the externality of the Torah. He's saying that there's two kinds of influence.
The externality of the Torah also does not belong to the nations of the world. Rather, if we engage in the internality or externality of Torah, by that we determine how we influence the rest of humanity, either internally or externally.
So the nations can support the internality of Israel or be against it under the condition that
they depend on that. Well, who else?
We have a question from Aza. Ahmed from Aza is asking, "Hello, Rav, the great of the Kabbalah. Why are Israel bombing us? And understanding they're putting us through hell. What spiritual thing can I do for there to be good and peace for everybody?"
It's a big problem, Ahmed. It's a really big problem. We don't understand one another. Even though we share the same upper force, and we can be truly brothers. But you see what politicians are doing, how much they're trying to bring us to fight, to instigate quarrels between us. And certainly it's very difficult to talk about it. What can I say? Let us understand the method of correction and scrutinize it further and realize it, actualize it simply. It all depends on connection. I don't blame the Jews and I don't blame the Arabs. Rather, the problem is, just like you need to change your government, we also need to change our government. But until we, the nations, won't change, won't understand what's before us, then the governments, as a result of the nations, will not change. Therefore, I hope that there will be many more like you in Gaza, in the West Bank, all those places, and we will work together. I will be very happy to take you in and work on this together. The correction of the world cannot come according to how things are happening today. And with respect to the bombs and all those bombing and all those things, well, let us pray together that it will not happen again. There are no, how shall I put it? There's no one to blame here except for ourselves. ourselves, us, includes also you by now, because if you know on what depends the correction of the world, you should also act. If we will tell everyone that the correction depends only on learning about the internality of the world, which is connection between us, connection above religion, above every discernment, above all history, above everything. If we will try to reach connection with superhuman strength, then it will happen. And the world will be totally different. Not only in Gaza, also in Europe, all over the Middle East, all over Asia, everywhere. It all depends on the dissemination of the idea of correction. And in that, we have no dispute. Judaism and Islam. Islam meaning the original Islam. And original Judaism, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's the same. When Abraham, who established both, he aimed them both correctly. The fact that over time, it all, each one turned towards the ego of both of those nations. This is something we have to correct. So let's hope that before us we have connection and success. Mutual success. Yes? Where are we? More questions, please.
Every individual person causes an uprising or diminishing of the world?
Every individual, according to his absolute special weight in the system of Adam Rishon.
And what is the Kabbalist special as the individual?
He's got greater weight. Anyone who engages in the wisdom of Kabbalah belongs to the Rosh of the general Partsuf. Those who do not engage in the wisdom belong to the goof of the general Partsuf. That's the whole difference.
What change does he cause?
A Kabbalist? Connection. What else is needed? Connection. When I went to these Sufis in the UK and the Netherlands, they have the same opinion, the same attitude as we do, as we have, the same approach.
And a person that isn't a Kabbalist, what changes does he cause? What up or down does he cause for the world? Whoever doesn't study.
It has a tiny weight. It's quantitative, not qualitative. Because those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah belong to the upper force. It activates the system to some extent. Even if he doesn't know exactly, it still operates on him. Let's say the small baby. How much does he influence the mother? Does he know how much he influences her? No, but he does. We are the same.
The people of Israel who live in Israel, Jews in Israel, they have a bigger weight compared to the rest of humanity.
The people of Israel, in the land of Israel, have a weight, importance and the correction the most, and it accordingly is to blame.
Are we depending on that nation of Israel on its awakening?
We are inside the people of Israel. What do you mean dependent on them? The entire calculation with the people of Israel who are in the groups inside Israel, I have a special calculation with the fate of the world. And then Israel abroad, the Jews who live abroad. It's not Israel, it's the Jews who live abroad. And later, the nations of the world. And from the nations of the world, specifically our cousins, the Arabs, are the closest to us.
In what does the ability to prefer the internality over the externality depend on?
And knowing about the correction of the world, the process, the goal, what the world needs to do, towards what it needs to move, either in good or in bad. That's why this is what we need to publicize.
If I understand correctly, the correction depends not on a leader or a group, but on a nation.
Wide knowledge among the people of Israel in the land of Israel regarding what they have to do. First of all, they have to know about the correction of the world and that it depends on them, and they depend on it.
So no forceful revolution will help. There'll be other egoistics that...
No, nothing. Neither wars or... how Trump does those restrictions or sanctions on various countries, on Iran, on Turkey. Nothing will help. All of his beautiful plans... The capital, or not the capital, Jerusalem. It's all a game. It has no relation to the good or bad state of the world and the general balance. Only the extent to which we will work on coming closer to the end of correction, the general correction of the whole world, through the people of Israel and those who are in Israel, and beyond.
As much as I understand, the more people who understand that the correction of the world is in the connection between people for a higher goal, there'll be this critical mass, and that will cause a change. Is that how it's supposed to happen?
Again?
When many people understand that the correction is in connection for a higher goal, not just a...
The necessary correction of the world. That has not to do with us.
So there'll be a critical mass of people who understand that they don't have to do anything. They just have to understand it. And that'll cause the change.
It will bring about change in consciousness. And that's it. It will influence the relationships between us. We don't need to do anything physically. Only the relationship between us out of the knowledge of what's before us. This is the correction. Let's hope it will happen, but the knowledge about it, we have to publicize and as soon as possible. We shouldn't wait for bigger problems. It's not an attitude that is likened by the Creator. We have to do it as much as possible.
The awareness for connection, is that already a correction?
Yes. We don't have to do anything physically. This is the meaning of being Osh. We only need to publicize, disseminate this idea. Maybe proof for it, programs on it, various stages, so people will understand. But in a sense, all of the people of Israel that receive this method are destined to be the teachers of it, to present these things.
Doesn't have to do anything?
Nothing. Also, the nations of the world won't have to do anything. Well, they have to come here to Israel, take us on their shoulders and bring us to Jerusalem. It's an awareness, nothing more. That's all we have to change in the world. Only the awareness that this is truly the purpose of creation, and the correction is in connection, and each of us and every nation has to perform such actions in it. What actions? To see our place in it, and that's it. We're done. What, you need to build something?
What does it mean to see our actions in that?
In the general system. Where's my place? What do I have to do? How can I help? And the help is mutual help towards connection. The world stays as it is. It's written. Nothing changes. Everyone lives where they are. nothing is happening. Rather, the awareness changes, the consciousness changes, and the world changes. You see, instead of this world, the systems that you are activating, and they activate everyone. This world and the next world, as it's written, this world rises to the degrees of the next world. Please, do it today. And the success depends on us.
As you said, the difference is psychological. Also, Bala Sulam emphasized that we have this psychological barrier, and it depends on us how to explain this to the nations, that they won't be rejected on behalf of culture or religion, that Kabbalah is a science above all those differences. So maybe it's time to renew that explanation as scientific.
Please gather the material. Thoughts are nice. Bring the material that will be good for dissemination.
We saw the success we had when you were in San Francisco with those scientists, and we made a movie of it. And
okay, such opportunities are good. Bring it. We can use it. Oh, we're done. Item 70. It's a little new. Thus? Okay.
Thus you see that the redemption of Israel and the whole of Israel's merit depends on the study of the Zohar and the internality of the Torah. And vice versa, all the destruction and decline of the children of Israel are because they have abandoned the internality of the Torah and have degraded its merit and made it seemingly redundant.
No, from here on, advertise it, publicize it as much as possible. Open classes and start to show that if people are writing about it, that one depends on the other. And what is so special about the wisdom of Kabbalah? Simply the path and the goal that they explain to you about. What should humanity do from this moment and onward until it reaches the end of correction? That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. What else is it about? So please, that's what's before us.
The whole matter of studying and engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we see there's people who study Kabbalah and extract all kinds of weird things from it and make business and holy water and things like that.
They probably didn't get the right education.
So what exactly is the point on the study that makes it internality?
A man, the world, the structure of man, the structure of the world, the purpose of creation, the process of creation, the process of creation, the process of correction, and the end of correction. That's what we need. That's it.
It seems that when we study, the main thing is building the intention, then the actions will come. We have to make the intention before the study, and we need to also give a tip to the world that if we deal with the internality, the wisdom of God, what intention should they come with?
The intention that people will understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah is drawing them, is pulling them out of the abyss. That it saves them from death. First of all, this is man's primary instinct, the fear of death. And so on and so forth. And if there was a way to do it, of course, we would do it like in Hollywood. Such things. I guess it's not the time yet. We have to try. We have to try. It's possible that using the limited means at our disposal, we can succeed, but we have to want it. We'll talk about it.
Daily task, we are scrutinizing together in the ten what it means to fill the empty spaces in us with the greatness of the King. Again, we scrutinize in the ten what it means to fill the vacant places in us with the greatness of the King. This evening at 5:45, Zohar lesson with the Rav Leitman on our website. Today, women's lesson at 8 p.m. Israel time. All our friends from the world, Kli, women's lesson with the Rav Leitman. Thank you for all the TV viewers. Good day. Introductory lessons to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is inviting you all to introductory lessons before the campus course in Netanya and Carmiel. 30th of August, admission 30 shekel, details on the website and our toll-free number. And we'll sing a song together.
ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים. מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה ימלא בפי המרקד שלום.
זה הזמן, 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 זה הזמן,